how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beavis. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome
back. Welcome back. Oh, that's a nice remix there, T-Bone. Joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, president of your New England Revolution, Brian Bilello. Brian, what's going on? Hardy, Tim McCone here. Scott Zolak, what's going on, Brian?
Not so much. It's an exciting day for us. I know it's still morning, but I feel like I owe you guys the traditional good afternoon, gentlemen, Revolution greeting on the show. So good afternoon.
Hello, gentlemen. It's more of a hello, gentlemen.
I believe the head coach and sporting director will be joining us for the first time this year next week. I think that is our soft plan right now. How you feel about that, Brian?
Great. We've got the guys are back. They've been arriving over the last week or two, at least the ones that hadn't been in market already. And so from an on-the-field perspective, we're raring to go. And obviously, I know we're going to talk about the great news we got yesterday from the governor's office that we'll be able to have fans, you know, not just here at Gillette, but across sporting venues in Massachusetts. And so we're certainly really excited about that news and welcome fans back to Gillette Stadium.
It's great.
Brian, I remember, you know, calling games and, you know, the issues that we had and where we had to go, you know, within Gillette Stadium. And then there were a couple of weeks that went by once the season was progressing. I'm talking about the football season, you know, late into the soccer season, where you started to see, you know, the sticker stand here or for food lines being drawn on the pavement, which started to get me excited. And I think some of the people in there, other media members that, oh, we're close to getting, you know, maybe a little bit of fans back, and some NFL stadiums did it. How have the meetings been? And I know you've probably been in meetings with Jim Nolan and, yeah, Ted Fire, all those guys that, you know, have saying what it's going to do and how we're going to do this with fans. And what are you hearing? What's some of the unusual parts of it? You know, and I'm sure you'll have family going to games.
Yeah, absolutely. We were certainly gearing up last year with the hope that we were going to be able to get fans in for both the Revolution and the Patriots, and obviously that didn't happen. So we have a good idea of what it's going to look like. We'll be finalizing all those plans with the state over the next month or so. But I think what fans should expect are some of the things that you talked about, right? That mask wearing is going to be mandatory, so people will have masks on throughout the experience here. The seating is going to be socially distanced, so you may have even seen from your booth how we'd already started laying out the seating sections, but we'll be zip tying close the seats, so you won't have anyone within 6 feet of your party. So whoever you're sitting with, you know, your ticket block, no one will be really that close to you. So we'll have everyone separated in the seats, and then based on the capacity limits, right now we're starting out at 12%. You know, even the stadium at full capacity, I think Gillette has, you know, great concourses, great amount of space for people to spread out at 12%. There's a ton of space, so, you know, we don't anticipate anything where there's going to be large crowds gathering in any spots. The concession lines, I think you were talking about on the floor, so we've got all marks all over the floors, and I think people are used to that at supermarkets and other establishments like that, right, where we'll show you where 6 feet of distance is so people know when they're lining up, whether that's for restrooms, concessions, or at the gates, you know, make sure people are standing apart from each other. And I think as a society, right, like, that's not new to us. I think everyone's used to that, so... from what we've heard from around the NFL and from around MLS, this has gone really well in the stadiums that have opened around the country, and we expect it to go really well here for our fans as well.
Brian Bilello is the president of the New England Revolution. Brian, I look at this as a real positive for the Revs who, you know, let's face it, it's a struggle to get people to go to an outdoor game in March, in April, in New England. And for the Revolution, I think the season kind of sneaks up on people. It's like, wow, it's Rev season already. But the opportunity to actually go out and take in a sporting event like this, hopefully this will, even with the limited capacity, this will help with some, you know, early season attendance numbers for the Revs. Are you thinking along those same lines?
Yes and no. I mean, our attendance numbers are going to be still way down from where they normally are at the beginning of the season with the limited capacity. But from our fans that have been really loyal to us and really wanting to get back in the stadium, it's certainly great to allow them back in. We actually had one of our highest renewal percentages of all time for our season ticket holders from last year into this year, which just shows you that folks, even though they didn't get to go to games really last year, are really itching to get back to the stadium, really looking to get together with other fans. And while I don't know what the numbers look like for the other teams across the Commonwealth, I would imagine that, you know, the Red Sox, the Bruins, the Celtics, the Pats, they're all seeing the same level of excitement in their fan bases, you know, wanting to get back, wanting to be able to support the teams live and in person.
I know there's going to be a natural mix of, you know, people wanting to get back in, or people are going to be leery of going back in. Have they told you the type of process that's going to be distributing these tickets?
So every team will have their own process. I think for the Revolution, we're certainly going to give our season ticket holders, our members, the option to defer their tickets. And again, we'll launch those plans. We've communicated with them that we'll be reaching out next week to kind of go through that in more detail. But we're certainly going to let people that don't want to come to games yet defer and choose not to come to games. So certainly we're cognizant of that, and we want our fans to feel comfortable when they're ready to come back to games. So certainly no one's going to be in a situation, at least with the Revs, where they feel like they have to come to a game or they have to use a ticket that they don't want. We're going to allow people to choose sort of what's best for them and their family.
You know, the fan section at the Revolution games, Brian, are impressive. You know, they're in the fort, and you got the Midnight Riders, you got the Rebellion.
Got good fights in there or anything?
No, they're supporters, though. They bang their drums. Oh, they're all wearing their scars. They got their kits on.
Rebellions and the fighters. I mean, hey, these guys get after it. You get the fort.
It is. It's a whole scene.
You got to protect the fort.
Well, are they going to have to be distanced even within those sections, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So the seating parties, even in our supporters section, which are used to being together, used to standing and cheering together, we'll have to have socially distanced, assigned seats, and our fans actually understand that. And again, around MLS, it's a very similar concept where almost every single stadium has that kind of supporter section behind the goal. And you know, the stadiums that were open last year, their fans understood it. We actually had fans at all the away matches we went to for the playoffs last year,
right.
And it went really well. And our players, actually, it's funny, you know, when you go on the road, like you don't want a big crowd, right? Because that gets the other team hyped up and all that stuff. But our players really loved playing in front of fans, even on the road. They felt like it was a better experience as a player to have you know, even those socially distanced, you know, smaller number of fans in the venue added something for the players. So I know as excited as fans are, I can assure you that, you know, the players, and again, I'll speak for the other teams as well, because I imagine it's the same thing. The players are really excited to have fans back in the buildings as well.
Clyde and I have talked about it in the pre and post, and I think Matt Turner spoke to the same thing when he came on with us during the playoffs last year. Opposing fans are better than no fans. They like the energy that it brings. So, you know, just fans back in stadiums, good thing across the board. So great for you guys too. Brian, where do people get the latest like information? For is it just Revolution website for tickets and all the protocols and all that stuff?
Yeah, and with the way we're doing with social distancing, I think really you're going to be limited to more or less your season members for us, and I imagine all the teams are the same way, and even some of the teams it's probably just a subset of those folks. So we'll be communicating directly with those. I wouldn't expect, you know, many, you know, general tickets on sales or anything like that in the short term. But for those people who already have packages, we'll be communicating from a Revolution standpoint next week with them and letting them know what the plan is, letting them know what their options are. And then once we have that, we'll be able to build out the seating. And obviously, like, if, you know, if you were sitting in row 3 at midfield, you know, you're not going to have the same seats this year because we're going to have to spread everyone out. So we're going to work through that over the, you know, the next month or so and you know, tell people where their seats are and help assign those out. And so get them all set to go. And then from a protocol standpoint, some of that's already live on our websites, the Let's Stadium website as well as the Revolution. But that plan will, you know, continue to get updated. But like I said, the basics around social distancing, mask wearing, all that kind of stuff is going to be pretty consistent. You'll see that across the venues. And then, you know, we'll all have our own certain tweaks. And, you know, like the NFL and MLS, for example, have different rules around, you know, how close fans are to the field and some of that type of stuff. So there'll be slight differences, I think, at the venues, you know, depending on the intricacies of what we have to do. But I think the general experience that fans are going to get across all the sports venues will be very similar.
All right.
Will the poutine stands be back out?
We'll have the food and beverage stands operating, but what you're going to see is actually a lot of what I'll call packaged food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to get it all prepackaged. Condiments will be prepackaged. You'll get like a, you know, fork, knife, you know, napkin set. So
the big pump
condiment carts.
So the big pump condiments are going to be gone. That's what I used to love to go to the garden too. Just get the chicken finger dinner. And it was the unlimited ranch dressing that you could pump on there.
Yeah,
that was a big bonus.
You can get unlimited cups of ranch. How about that?
Okay, so that's good.
You're not going to have the pumps. You're not going to have the pumps.
So, always Frugal Zoe used to line his pockets with Saran wrap, and he would just pump that free ranch dressing into his jacket pockets and take it home. Use it for salads and everything else.
I just saved the beer cup, and I just pumped it in there.
Yeah, free is free. Brian, great news yesterday. Thanks for coming out with us and sharing what more you know about it. And good luck to the Revs.
We'll be
talking lots of Revs this season. Good stuff.
All right, thanks, guys. Great talking with you.
Good talking to you, too. There's Brian Bolello.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.